Let's go with that.
Welcome to the nightclub where we are the ones who
Ricky.
Talk about Cody's list while eating chicken.
Why don't you go complain about the outwaters, you fucking Nazi.
Bienvenue a la boîte de nuit. Welcome to the nightclub. Ricky Dunn brought us in, but look, tonight we're doing something monumentous. 2.0.
Monumentalist.
We got the whole nightclub crew here for this one. Boss Tooney's absent.
Yeah.
He done fell through a fucking foxhole in the snow waters in his lake, and he's trapped beneath the ice. Sucking fish dicks, so he can't be here. He's gone pecan. No, we survived our NOLA weekend, and we just did that goddamn shit. So I'm Travis Maxwell Boone. Welcome to the nightclub where horror comes to party, and where we do our fucking fourth boys, not top 15 tonight. It's a top 10 with honorable mentions, but we're gonna do another list. I'm joined by TikTok Trev. Trev's on TikTok, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was Facebook, but okay. Oh. Woo, TikTok. Yeah.
Hell yeah. TikTok Trev, China.
Yeah. China.
I'm 3'6 Chicken Rick.
Oh, wait, shit, bro.
You what?
I'm 3'6 Chicken Rick. I got Popeyes and I'm high about it.
And that laugh. Yeah. That awkward, silly laugh you heard in the background.
It's Cody Co on the low with his eyeball pressed up against the peephole.
Oh, shit, dude. God damn. Cody Co coming in hot. Yes. So you just heard us do our top 15 of 2023, but what you didn't hear was our nightclub.
The right list.
So the right list.
He's part of the right club.
Yeah, you fucking crashed a plane in the fucking middle of a field in the 1800s, bitch.
Well, no, it ain't the whole list. It's really just the number one spot. Y'all just got it wrong.
Damn.
It's okay. I love y'all.
Look, he's just mad because he couldn't furiously masturbate in a circle with us.
Right. Yeah. You jealous of the circle jerk. You circle jerk jealous, bro.
Yeah.
I am a little jealous. There's a part of me that died from not being there.
I'm sorry, it wasn't the same without you.
I would have loved to. Yeah, I would have loved to have been there though.
Cody Co was busy. He had some shit going on, so he couldn't be there that weekend. But tonight we're gonna do his top 10 with some honorable mentions. So everyone out there that was clamoring, and I know y'all are all there. Salivating, your gills are fucking full of Clorox, and it's just fucking pouring out. You can't wait to hear. So clean your ear holes out because we're gonna do the goddamn thing right now. Cody Co, you heard us do our top 15. Give us some honorable mentions from 2023, my brother.
Is it okay? I just want to list what I wasn't able to see.
Sure.
But what in my head that I was probably some of the ones that I should have seen.
Sure.
When Evil Lurks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blue Winter.
Yeah.
VHS 85.
Yep.
Talk to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And Beau's Afraid. I would have thought those. I would think those would have made up just a.
You, the way I know you, Bo is Afraid is the one that you should have seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
When Evil Lurks.
You had told me how long it was, and I couldn't, man. I was trying to.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a three-hour epic.
Intimidating me. Yeah.
It's epic. But You would also really like When Evil Lurks. You would also really like Talk to Me. Those
and I know some... I would like VHS because I'm a fan of that whole that whole franchise.
It's very
good. Definitely one of everyone.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
All the ones you listed, you should definitely watch. They're very fucking watchable, and hell yeah, put those on your list even this year. Like, just check them out when you have a time.
Oh no, like I'm watching. Like I'm gonna see all of these. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like I'm gonna continue. But like knowing I haven't seen those, it would not change my number one. I know that. This was a spiritual experience, man. I had it.
Cody Ko was pimping this on the nightclub Discord, being like, holy fuck, I just watched a movie that blew my fucking mind. And I can't wait to see hear what your number one is. See, I guess I saw it probably, but I can't. Did I see it?
Special. Yeah. Y'all all seen it. It was a special experience for me that I just, it kind of came full circle on something, and I think y'all are going to like this, but I got some honorable mentions. Don't Look Away. It's a thriller about a mannequin, a store mannequin who preys on people, seeks them out. And once you see him, you're like, the title, don't look away, because there could be a chance that he'll get you because of the way it's filmed.
If you look away, if you look away, he moves closer to you.
Yeah, like the camera will move first, right over here, and then you move back to where he was. He's gone. You're looking around in a frantic. Then he's under like a fucking. Oh fuck! I don't know, like
a gazebo. He's under a gazebo. It's a gazebo man
looking at you. I know what this sounds like, but it was executed well. Like
It sounds creepy, to be honest.
It's creepy as hell.
Sounds like the Weeping Angels thing from Doctor Who.
Yep.
I wish I knew what that was.
It's really fun. The only thing I would say would be the performances, like. Kind of
lackluster.
It didn't drag anything down, but it's noticeable, like at some point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't look away. It's a creepy little fun movie.
Hell yeah.
Chicka chicka. Nefarious.
Yeah. Brother.
Yeah, Sean man.
Patrick Flannery.
Yeah.
Like this is my shit. Just two fucking two people sitting in a room. Go.
Yeah, if I would have seen that before I made my list, it would have been on my list. Well, I promise you. It would have been in my 10.
Yeah, bud.
It's a gem. Another honorable mention, Saw. Tobin Bell's best performance in a Saw movie or like it's a performance of a career. I would put it. Like I was I was mesmerized just by that, and big blow on him, you know, to get fucked over. But
honestly, if I didn't want to give other movies a little bit more shine because it's a franchise movie, Saw 10 could have ranked higher in my list than it did, because I left that I saw that in the theater watch, and I left that theater being like, "What the
good for you.
Fuck? This movie was dope." Dude,
and it's like I said, it's a lot of it's his performance, bro. He carries it with him. He's oh my god, I love that performance.
They don't notice it, but motherfuckers be shining in these horror movies. They be shining.
Yeah, I think this is probably this. I could one day say. Like, this is the best Saw movie or my favorite. Like,
it's
one.
It's hands down my favorite Saw movie.
Yeah, right? Like,
it's hands down my favorite Saw movie.
There you go. Scream 6. Scream 6, all it did was it was great. And then it got pimped out and it became bigger. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fuck it. Like him, that one scene that, you know, everyone always talks about, him in that grocery store with that shotgun. It's
Yeah.
fucking brutal. It's ultra violent. It's killer, man.
But what about the beginning though? Had the fake
Oh,
out.
I didn't see it.
Oh, never mind. Let me shut up.
I don't care because I'm not going to remember that by the time I get to part six, 8 years from now.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. Even if you don't care, I don't want to spoil it. So let's not spoil the beginning.
I mean, if it's a kill, I really don't care. I mean, just don't tell me who the killer is.
No,
the killers are.
No. You don't need to be spoiled. No. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Do it. Do it.
It.
Don't listen to him.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Do not spoil that for him. He needs to see it. But yes, Scream 6, very dope ass fucking movie, man. The way they went with that franchise, it's unfortunate that they won't be able to finish it the way they were going based on everything that happened. But yeah, super fucking fun entry in the film, in the series. Goddamn.
It was like pimp my ride. But
Pimp My Ride, Scream Edition.
Well, no. Scream already looked pimp. It just got more pimped out. They threw it more money and was like,
"Yeah, man,
what you
do?" A lot of big old names in there, dude. You know, like, yeah, dude.
And the absence of you know,
Sydney.
Three main leads
Sydney
one,
Prescott.
It was okay because the new girls are fucking like,
they're owning that shit.
They surprised me as being fucking brutal. Like, especially the older sister.
Yeah.
She's brutal. She's fucking brutal as hell, bro. She's got it. I mean, and of course who she is, but I love it. I love it. I like it.
Oh. It's too bad they can't finish this story. It's too bad. Oh, too bad.
They need a CGI to finish it. Fuck it.
What? I thought it was being like,
Both actresses are gone. You don't know this?
No, I was under the impression that it was, you know, it was.
No, they're gone. Their political shit made it to where. Yeah, exactly. Every time. Political bullshit.
It was fucking. As soon as it got like too hardcore, they everyone said fuck it.
No. People expressed they expressed their opinions online about their opinions, and it got so political that it crashed.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
basically, the producers dropped like one of the actresses for her beliefs on something that was political, and you're fucking stupid.
Happens.
And then the other actress was like, okay, well, fuck y'all, I'm not going to be the next movie either. So.
And then the director dropped out eventually saying this was a dream job turned into a nightmare. He tweeted that on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you call it now. So anyway, Scream.
Well, this is very unfortunate.
Very
I hate
unfortunate.
Hearing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
If Scream 6 was the last one, it went out good.
Well, it's not the last one. They're gonna still keep going, but they just have to regroup. They're regrouping right now.
Oh well, I thought y'all were
do a different storyline.
Like,
yeah,
none of the other actors are gonna return, so it'll have to be a completely new cast.
Yep,
and they're not gonna be able to keep it going. So it's to me, it's washed because pretty sure they ruined the franchise. It don't matter what you give me, I'm still gonna have a bad taste in my mouth. So.
It sucks, dude. It's like unless you bring Sydney back and do an amazing job somehow of explaining away everything. Somehow,
that'd be the only way. Somehow,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I always had a feeling that she was, in a way, like she could end up being the mastermind the whole time. This is just like I've had that feeling a while.
Mm-hmm.
Being a fan of the franchise, like the whole time, and you know how they, especially in the earlier movies, they used to tease a lot, like how it could have been the characters from the previous films, and I don't know that thought. I mean, it's not like a overall, like I'm I'm sure of it. It's just always been a lingering thought that it would involve her. Like, what was she doing on that computer in part one at the beginning? No, I'm kidding.
Big conspiracy mind, Cody, right here. Yeah, bro.
Like, I was.
Now you got
that
me.
Was never explained.
Now you got me more on your side than I was before, like 5 seconds ago. So
Thank
I'm
you.
Like, oh,
Thank
what does that mean?
Yeah, man.
She
Hell
was.
yeah.
She was looking up the old world.
Like
She's
that was
flat Earth.
like that
Yeah.
was never explained. We don't know what she likes and what she. What the fuck? What was she looking at? But
What's
anyway.
she looking at?
So round out your honorable mentions.
Knock at the Cabin.
Oh yeah, boy.
Still
That
never
was
saw it.
Shyamalan at the beginning of the year, and I remember it perfectly. It was good.
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
good.
boy. Yeah.
Breakout performance from Dave Bautista.
Breakout.
That was a breakout performance.
Like his best performance. Like,
It was his best
it
performance,
was.
but not breakout.
Oh, well, I don't mean breakout. I mean like breakthrough, I guess maybe.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not trying to
Like
be a
he
nerd about
finally
it, but
did
I'm
it.
gonna be a nerd
Yeah,
about it
that's
because
fine.
I'm talking to
That's
you and we're
good.
both cinephiles. He
Yeah, no, I want to be accurate.
yeah,
I mean, you could definitely say it's his best performance. I agree with that. I think
It
you could
is.
also
I
say
agree
that,
too.
like, he's been slowly getting better as the years have progressed, and he
Oh yeah,
finally
he
nailed
has.
it with this one. 100% agree with that. All that, agree with. But
His role was small, but it was cool in Blade Runner. I liked him as a character in
No
there
one
too.
cares about Denis Villeneuve's
Oh
movies around here.
That's probably not
Oh
true.
shit.
Except Arrival and except Dune. I'm a
Yeah.
Dune fan
Arrival.
now. Guys, I've been Duning it
Oh, well, I
up.
knew that. I knew
Ooh. I knew you would if you'd
that.
watch it. But you don't
Oh.
ever want to listen to me. I'm like, hey, Travis, you should watch that. And you're like, nah, I don't be watching stuff Ricky likes.
There's another one coming out, and it looks just
Oh.
like it's gonna take over the world.
Dude, yeah, everyone's freaking the fuck out about it.
It looks like the best
Me and
thing ever
Teresa.
made.
Me and Teresa are big excited.
Dune 2?
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
going to see it in theaters
Oh, I love it. Yeah. When we get paid, we're going.
after watching
That's gonna be
Baron
an experience.
Harkonnen float across the table and slit the
Yeah.
guy's throat and then rest his buttocks on the table next to the guy,
Yeah.
Oscar Isaac, and Oscar Isaac was like, "Here I am and here I will remain." And he broke his tooth and blew his face. I'm
Yep.
like, I'm
Yep.
in the whole thing. I'm all in
I
this.
can't
This is
wait
the
for you to see the
best.
David Lynch version of that scene.
God, you're gonna love it, bro. You're gonna love it.
Dude,
Take his
can't wait. I can't wait for Travis to see the fat, ginger, pimply Baron
face.
Harkonnen
Yes,
floating
it's
around like
great.
a
It's
freak,
fucking amazing, by the way. It's
laughing like
amazing.
Nicolas Cage while oil's dripping on him from the ceiling. I can't wait for Travis to see this. I really can't. It's so retarded.
Hashtag spoilers. I've already seen it.
What? The OG?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Damn.
It what is poop poop? It's
No,
bad.
bad, but
No,
it's
it's
bad in a
bad.
good way.
It's good. It's good, but it's not as good as
Oh, no. It's not the
no.
same. No, David Lynch was fucked up when he made that movie,
He
bro.
no he did
He
he
was
had
fucked up.
no he had a
Dumb
lot of
ideas. He
no
had some dumbass ideas, I'll
he
tell you
had a
that for free.
lot of people that were fucking his shit up
With the goddamn voice powers and shit.
all the way through. There were studio executives all the way through
Oh,
fucking his
okay.
vision the
I
whole
thought that
time.
was a David Lynch thing.
No,
I thought he
no.
was responsible for that.
David Lynch would have covered this legit if he had the money and the
Because
time.
the stupid voice powers, I'm like, y'all are so dumb.
No, it was all studio
No.
interference. It was all bad. It was anyway, so we went too hard on the Dune. We'll do the Dune one day on the nightclub.
Do the
We
Doom
will
Dune.
we'll do the Dune. But Cody, okay,
I want
so
to meet that
your honorable mentions. All right, so what's your top 10 of 2023?
Let's
Let's
go, everybody.
go.
Top 10.
Yeah, boy.
I have a confession to make.
I'm no
He
fool.
didn't watch any. Oh.
My honorable mentions were actually half my list. So,
Oh, get the fuck out of
oh
here.
shit.
The amount of movies I saw, which was not enough, and from what I've seen,
slut.
it just I couldn't. I wanted to make a good list because I like making lists, right, Travis?
Yeah. Well,
And
so are you joking right now?
no, because you always say the list thing.
No, are you joking that your fucking honorable mentions were part of your top 10? Okay,
No, I
well.
just have 10. I just have 10 movies. I just wanted
It's
to
a
get half through it before I would tell you, because you can't turn back now.
If you can find a way.
Oh, Cher,
This is
Cher
good.
is making her way into this episode right now.
Oh,
Already,
fuck
though.
me.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know.
The top five I do have.
Top 10
is, yes, I have a
top
10,
five
but it's
with five honorable mentions.
Holy shit, what are we doing right now?
It's about the top five, okay?
No. Okay, what's your 10 through 9, 10 through 6? What are they?
10 through 6.
Yeah.
Don't Look Away, Nefarious.
You did
Saw.
It. Okay, so fine. All right, top 5 through 1. God damn it. All right.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Night
Oh
Club!
shit. Okay, it's gonna
Night
be
Club, guys.
it's gonna be my top six, y'all.
All
Here we
right.
go.
Here we go.
Okay, I
Let's
have
get it.
six. Thanksgiving.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Eli
White
Roth
meat. Dark meat.
holding a camera, jerking off.
All would be
yeah.
carved.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
It's a yeah. Thanksgiving, man. It's a polished,
It's a
black comedy horror. It's Eli Roth.
Oh
it's
yeah,
it's Eli Roth all day.
Like at this point, when Eli Roth makes a movie, he does it. It's Eli Roth succeeds.
He's
I'm
always
say.
Done. He's always done. I said this on the fucking episode. He's always done it. I don't care what anyone thinks. He's always knocked it out the goddamn park. Every time he makes a movie, he does exactly what he wants to do. Eli Roth is a fucking champion.
He's a real one.
He may not have the most distinct style, but when the material comes through, that's where you know that it's Eli Roth, you know, behind the substance, man.
If you tell me it's an Eli Roth movie and then I see it, I'll know. I'll know it's an Eli Roth movie.
Right, right. But like I said, he may not have that distinct style to where you just see a frame and you're like, oh, well, that's obviously, you know, this. Like you would say Rob Zombie has more of a distinct style of filmmaking.
I would say they're both on the same level. If not, Eli Roth has made more films, so I would say Eli Roth more.
Oh, right. Okay, right on. Okay.
To me, just to me.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I agree that I think Rob Zombie's style, overall style, is more noticeable anyway.
Like, it's what
Eli Roth has subdued in a lot of his style, I'd say.
I feel like Rob Zombie's style is what ultimately always defines him.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Big time. And it's his style is in the music, the camera work, and the characters, big time in the characters.
That 70s style and feel, you know?
He gets a
grainy and zany.
He got to make that way more with the Devil's Rejects than he did with House of a Thousand Corpses. That's a good
point. House has it too.
Because it's
so fucking zany, dude.
From the start, like he was fucking Rob Zombie, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was always zany with it. Like his characters are downright goofy.
Over the top.
That's the way I feel with Eli. Like I feel like since Cabin Fever, it's always been like Eli had the style that I've been able to follow through his films. And if no one else agrees, that's fine. But I feel like throughout Eli Roth's films, I've always been able to follow his character style, his structure. He's deviated like Rob did, like with Devil's Rejects, like Green Inferno. But I always felt like I knew the filmmaker I was watching.
I need to deep dive in Eli Roth, to be honest. It's been a while since I've seen Hostel and Cabin Fever. It's been years and years and years, since they came out, basically.
You will love Cabin Fever, dude. Yeah. Cabin Fever is a 10.
Yeah.
Wait, 10. Never seen it?
I haven't seen it since it came out.
I was about to lose my shit.
And the same with Hostel and the Death Race or whatever he did.
I think Quentin did the
Death Proof.
Death Proof.
I know, but he did something else, right?
No, he did the Thanksgiving Death trailer.
Wish?
He did the Thanksgiving trailer.
Eli Roth didn't do a driving action gory movie?
No.
Yes, he directed Death Wish. Yes.
Death Wish, the Death Wish remake.
My bad. Okay. My bad. So Cody, what's your number whatever the fuck is next, cuz I don't know what you just did.
But
ha 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 ha. Number four, No One Will Save You.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, boy.
Fuck out my face. Like, this was a story being told by beautiful visuals and
facial expressions. Yeah.
And a character who doesn't really have any dialogue throughout the whole movie. It was genuinely creepy.
But you love her.
When you see that, she's
wonderful.
For her to carry this epic film and not saying anything, that says something, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If I would redo my list, this one would probably be higher up on it.
Breaking into a house alien sequence.
So good. Beginning.
Yes.
It was one of the scariest sequences I saw all year. And finally, like later in the movie, when you get the long armed, I'm not going to say what, but long arms. Gonna get you limbs. That shit. Fuck that. Fuck all that. So, Wody, I'm glad you have this as high as you do, because this movie is amazing.
It's epic. It's epic horror, man. Like that's how I see it. I don't know the way it unfolds, how that is portrayed, man. It's beautiful, but it's sad.
It's a heavy bitch.
That's a heavy. I love those heavy pauses where you just don't know. You're just like, all right, I don't know.
It's a heavy bitch.
Number three, Skinamarink.
Whoa.
What?
I love Skinamarink since I first saw it. I just never had the urge to talk about it because I knew the overall overwhelming verdict that a lot of people were stuck on. But I mean, everything Travis has ever said about it, I don't have to repeat. I will say this about the wall thing though, that like, I don't think people ever fully realize that the movie takes place in a house, just a house. And the way that we were given the story with the visuals really takes that unfortunate element and turns it on its head. Because when you have one scene, like just one location, it's really hard to unfold a story. And, you know, people like, you know, they can get bored with the same images like in the house and stuff. And I've always spoke on the sound design, how that really,
that is
if anything, look at the sound design and just look at that as like, that's how he unfolded the story when it comes down to it. And that is brilliant. That's taking the tools of filmmaking and just using them, bro.
I'll tell y'all right now, like when last episode, I had to go find the part where he said, put the knife in your eye. That alone hurt to go find. Like, I cannot watch.
Travis.
Yeah, whatever you said. I can't watch this movie anymore.
Go to toe.
Yeah, I can't watch this movie anymore because of that. Like, I can't.
How many times have you seen it?
Five times. Five. And I cannot. I hear sound bites from it. I see images from it, and I automatically get so depressed and so.
It's like bad memories, huh? Like some bad memories or something left from it with you. It's not.
And I want to stress this. Like, it's not that the movie is so bad that you shouldn't see it. Like, it's not that at all. I've been affected by this movie to the point to where I don't need to anymore. I've seen it enough. I get it. I'm done. I don't need to see it again because every time I go back, it's a reminder of horrible shit and darkness. And I just don't need it anymore. But I will still champion this movie all day and say that Skinamarink is the best horror movie to come out since Evil Dead.
Hey, man. I dig it. I dig it. It's a descending nightmare. When I watched it, at times I felt kind of claustrophobic and just heavy chested, like hard to take deep breaths. And
damn, you sound like me watching the movie.
Palms are sweaty.
This wasn't the first time I watched it. This was the second time I watched it high.
Oh shit!
Like I saw the first time what it did. The second time I felt like a lot more. So I kind of like, you know, I kind of put that together.
What's your number two then?
Evil Dead Rise.
Nah. Nice.
God damn. Fuck you. Well, that makes me really curious about your number one.
That makes me wonder what your number one is.
But go ahead about Evil Dead Rise. What's up with that one?
Evil Dead Rise is another one that you can say was more pimped out. It was like, it was a powerhouse, man, everywhere. Yeah. It was polished. The special effects and gore were at top form, like, of course.
Of course. Like, it better be. If you're in an Evil Dead movie, you goddamn better be.
The main character, fucking chick from Vikings. I don't know her real name.
Alyssa Sutherland.
Alyssa Sutherland, bae. She's a 10. She carried it. She carried it, and she can, because she does, and she did. But yeah, that monster at the end when they all and start crawling, like,
yeah,
that was fucking dope.
Fuck yeah!
It was like it was a movie that that had already succeeded, man, before it was like it's perfect. Even how it rounds out and ends, it's a nice little bookend to a bloody fucking
nightmare show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree 100%. Like, Evil Dead Rise was fucking worth the ticket price, 1000%.
Another movie that takes place in just one location, an apartment building.
They built that up like it was supposed to be a big ass thing, and it's like it was, but it wasn't. Like, it was still Evil Dead, but it was this new thing. You gotta kind of feel the movie out for yourself, but you know what? Dope ass movie. Cody, what was your number one of 2023? We're all waiting. We're all fucking, our dicks are hard. There's pre-cum everywhere.
We've done edged it off.
Yeah. What's the fucking movie?
So, this was something that came full circle for me. It was a near spiritual movie experience. Like, you know when you have those, you see those kinds of movies that just
reach like out and grab you. Yeah.
It was that. Yeah. Like, I had a wonderful experience with a movie. I haven't had this in years. Like, this, like, I would say it's the best movie of last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes full circle because my number one pick is Infinity Pool. Okay? And I'm going to say, I am kidding,
oh,
Travis.
Shit.
I'm kidding, man.
God damn.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought you were serious for a second.
I was about to blow up in a
no,
way
I wasn't
no one
gonna
ever
get
heard.
Mad, but I wanted
oh,
to hear.
I was about to blow up.
Oh, guys, number one is the
lord.
Best. Is the best found footage movie since the Blair Witch Project. It's the fucking Outwaters, okay?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Found footage has finally done it. Ever since the Blair Witch, we've waited. We waited. Like, when's it gonna do that again? Outwaters did it.
It did.
This is a beautiful, disturbing dissension into other dimensions, into nightmares, into death. Oh my God, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's one of the best, if not the best, found footage movies ever made. The way the story unfolds, the way it's told, and where it ends up is all told by a little beam of light and sounds. And what this guy wants to show you and wants to portray, it's like he does it without even trying. It's a found footage movie. It's finally gotten to its another level. And he perfectly utilizes what a found footage movie should be. This is a testament to filmmaking.
Brian from Chuddle the Pod is going to hear this and be like, hell yeah, cousin. Like, that boy is going to be all about. Bro.
It's a masterpiece.
I was lucky.
Dirt friends. Yeah.
I was lucky to see this in theaters. And if Godzilla Minus One wouldn't have came out, this would have been my number two. But holy shit, this movie is next level, beyond belief, amazing. I didn't see this coming, but now that you say it, I should have seen this coming.
Like I was saying, the full circle, ever since the Blair Witch, you know, ever since the Blair Witch and how it influenced me, and I watch a lot of found footage movies every year. You could probably say it would probably be like one of my favorite, if not it could be like probably my favorite genre of horror movies at this point, but it's this one.
Fuck yeah, The Outwaters.
The guy did it.
You like that Hog Lobster?
He did the goddamn thing.
It's 100. It's 100%.
You like the dick ripping gut flop?
Yeah.
And even if it was a dick ripping gut flop, I knew why it was a dick ripping gut flop. As much as I became immersed when everything you know, started descending, it's like I followed it. I knew like every tone and every part of everything that he was trying to describe. Like it was an experience, man. I felt it.
Fuck yeah. That's what you want to feel when you watch The Outwaters. That's what I would hope people feel when they watch Skin and Ring. But you know what? We've been doing so many 2023 horror movies. I hope everyone enjoys all their experiences with all these movies that we've been covering. TB was drunk as fuck on the last episode, but tonight I'm going to leave you all off with an embrace from Ricky. Ricky?
Embrace T-Boo when he's drunk as fuck. Embrace him when he's just payad. Embrace him when he's sober. Embrace him when he's your best friend and you love him because he's the best.
Aww.
You are and the embrace, best, man. Embrace and the I possum. I love you too, brother.
Aww. Thanks. Embrace the possum hole. Embrace the fourth wall. Embrace Opossum Bin Laden and nightclub merch. And Trevor.
It's all coming.
Hell yeah, Bob.
Yeah, that's coming. So, yeah, embrace it.
Let's watch the whole world go slow. Let's watch the whole world go slow.